way you've all behaved. I knew you would. You know, I look good, as always. So thanks to the familiar faces that have come out yet again into the new faces. Please keep coming. We're rebuilding history in the city, and we're really happy that you were part of today's good day. So it's my pleasure to introduce you to my friend, Susan Mogul. Susan seems to be such a, you know, she's just the person hitting the button for Ben. Ben's Vanna White, but this is a very important and powerful person in California. She and I work together in Sacramento on state history tests. We don't write the test questions. We don't get credit if you love the test. We don't get blamed if you hate the test. But we oversee the development of the items in the sense that we review the data associated with the items. We're not allowed to edit materials, but we're allowed to critique the materials and look for what's wrong with them, why they may have performed the way they did and all that. And Susan and I have worked together on that state assessment in history for 7 years. She is a former teacher. She works for the Institute for Curriculum Services in Sacramento now, but she was appointed to this committee by the State Board of Education, as I was, because of her expertise in history. In particular, she keeps her eye on things around religious content, cultural issues, and things of that sort. But she is a very powerful person, I'm not kidding. When you talk about, gee, what should be in the framework and how do we get that done, she's like a lobbyist, except a good kind of lobbyist. She knows whose arms to twist, who to call, and how to get things done in the state capitol and throughout the state. So it was really great for her to come and help me conceptualize this day and bring all these people into our lives. And today she's agreed to be the, what do you call it, the dialogue person along with the author to lead a book talk. She says, you want me to do what, Kurt? And I said, I want you to lead the conversation. I just thought it'd be the way to go. So unfortunately, I'm going to tiptoe out of here in just a few minutes for our meeting at 3, but I want to thank you again formally and introduce you to my friend Susan Mogul.
Well, thank you. That was very exciting for me to be introduced that way. And I have the pleasure of introducing to you this author sitting beside me, Michael Bart, who has lived in San Diego for over 40 years, who graduated from San Diego State, as did my daughter, by the way. And he has chaired the Community Holocaust Commemoration in San Diego for the last 4 years. Michael is the son of Holocaust survivors. His parents escaped from the Vilna ghetto and became members of the Partisans of Vilna with Abba Kovner's Avengers group. The title of the book, Until Our Last Breath, comes from a speech that was given in the ghetto by resistance leader Abba Kovner, who said, "We shall not go like sheep to slaughter. We will fight until our last breath." And this book has been nominated for a national award from the American Library Association, the Sophie Brody Medal, which is a medal that's given for the most distinguished contribution to Jewish literature for adults published in the United States each year. This is a book that I wish had been available when I was teaching, because I have learned so much from reading this book, and I have read a lot of books about the Holocaust, but this is so different from anything that I had read before, and it really teaches about something that I knew very little about, which is the resistance. Michael has thoroughly researched the material and historical background for this book, so that he does tell his parents' story as resistors, but he also gives us a very clear picture of what life was like in the ghetto in Vilna, Lithuania, of how his parents became partisans. And I think one of the things that is so interesting for high school students is to think that his mother was 19 years old when she went into the ghetto. She had just graduated from high school. So they would be reading, if your students were to read this book, they would be reading about people near their own ages who had the most horrific kind of experiences, but they would be able to imagine themselves, I think, very clearly in the situation and the moral choices that have to be made, as has been an emphasis throughout this day, and how do they deal with something like that during this terrible time. So the book's not written for children, but it's certainly appropriate for reading by high school students, and I think all of you will find that it is quite an experience and you will learn something when you do read it. The resistance is one of the issues that has not been covered in Holocaust studies as much as the other issues have been covered, and it kind of gives us an answer to those questions that the students always have. Well, why didn't they fight back? And Michael can help to explain that by telling the story of his parents